Dancing by Ed Gehling. It was a marathon, and we did it right off. Broadway in New York, back when the apples were sold on street corners by haggard-looking men who never shaved anymore, standing on street corners, the lines were long. Back then, waiting for a free turkey from the Salvation Army for Thanksgiving. People were flying upside down from airplanes, and there was a guy called Shipwreck Kelly, sitting on a flagpole, way up for weeks, rain or shine, just to see how long he could stay up there, hoping to make a buck that way. My girl and I got into the dance marathon. Picture a rickety hall with 50 young people like us, dancing day and night, holding on to each other till we dropped hell. This went on day and night, and the winner would get a few $100 while the sister promoters made the most of it. And the loud music coming from a jukebox day and night, around and around we went. And Pathé News showed us on the screen, and Walter Winchell wrote us up. And nobody really gave a shit about any of this, seeing how everybody was crazy in them days anyway. On the fifth day of dancing, most of the contestants had dropped out. The meat wagon took them away. Imagine women hanging on to their boyfriends around the neck while the boyfriend dragged his partner around and around like a bunch of damn zombies. There was a 15-minute break so we could do what we had to do. Going around the room, foxtrot, waltz mostly. And we all had these big damn numbers on our backs. Near the end, before my girl and I dropped out, my feet were swollen the size of an elephant's, and my partner looked like she was gonna faint any minute. Like she was gonna die right then and there. Hell, I was dragging her around like a dust mop. At the end of this dance marathon, the cops finally came around and closed the whole damn thing up. The mayor said it was inhuman for people to dance like this, just to see who could last longer. We got nothing for our dancing, and it wasn't very pretty. We broke up after that, and I joined the Navy, figuring let the government take care of me, and I would look good in a sailor suit. And last I heard, my partner was working in a nightclub somewhere, trying to make out as a singer, and the place where we danced was sold at an auction, and it's bare and quiet now there, and the world keeps on going around and around, and this is where I get off.